to human dignity, number one, and a recipe for moral disaster. Now, you lock people up in cages and tell them they don't ever have to come out, that all manner of bad behavior, bad hygiene, and everything else is going to be the end result. Here, Exhibit A, Jeffrey Toobin. Now, I'm not going to tell you very much about what Toobin did. You can go out there and find the story out for yourself. Be forewarned. How can they avoid finding the photo that you found? Oh, okay. Well, there are also ripoffs of that picture that they even have video. So here's what happened. Toobin is in a conference call with eight other people, staff members at the New Yorker magazine, I believe, and some other group. It's Toobin, four young women, and three other dudes, right? Or four other dudes. Does that equal nine? Four guys, four girls, and Toobin, right? Because there's three columns of three. They're in this goofball, stupid Zoom call, and they finish the Zoom call, and Toobin thinks that he has turned off his Zoom video feed.
What he did was he muted himself, and as we all know, mute just means audio, does not mean video.
Yeah, so somebody didn't tell the idiot that if you hit the mute button, that just kills your mic. It doesn't kill your video. So Toobin hits the mute button, and immediately, it wasn't like there was a delay. Immediately, rushes into the other room, reappears in the Zoom conference room without any clothes on. He's completely naked. And he's carrying some accoutrement with him, if you will. He sits down in the chair where he was given the interview and proceeds to do the devil's work. While the young women are watching him. And then I guess finally someone must have called his cell phone and said, "Hey, dude, you're still on video." One woman goes, "Oh, hell no, we just turned the whole thing off." That was funny. Now, I've been railing against this since April, that exactly this would be the end result of all of these people being told, you don't ever have to come into the TV studio again. You don't ever have to get up. You don't have to get dressed. You don't have to shave. You don't have to take a shower. You don't have to wipe wipe yourself properly after using the restroom, et cetera, et cetera. Just stay at home and stay in your stupid room. And I see these videos on C-SPAN every single freaking day. And I see everything that you see, all of the decorations in anyone's house. You see pictures of their family. You see what's on their bookshelves. I'm like, this is an intrusion. That's not a studio. It's an intrusion into what otherwise is a private sphere. And because you're telling people, well, no, you don't have to work as hard. You're not going to have to do this. What do you think they're going to do? You know, you go to any monastery where there are monks, where there are men, and there are signs up everywhere, if it's a good one, about what happens with idle hands. And why you got to stay busy. Do not become idle. But I unfortunately have seen the Toobin video. So the guy obviously is a porn addict. He's a deviant scumbag porn addict, who was sitting there watching those young women on Zoom, getting all aroused and what have you here, and wanting to do what men do when they watch porn. And so as soon as the call was over, I mean, folks, as soon as they say goodbye, the guy gets up, dashes in the other room, comes back naked, and then starts the devil's work. Now, if I'm the New Yorker, this guy, this scumbag, this dirtbag is gone. There's no coming back from that. Let me tell you why. Because if you do introduce a predator like him, a sicko, deviant psycho predator like him Back into a workplace, you're just begging for a lawsuit. And by the by, if you follow the story, back in 2009, thanks to Jordan Davidson at TheFederalist.com. That's not the story. I know it's in here. That's... Toobin had been involved previously in a workplace. What the hell? Did we not print this out? The story from The Federalist about Toobin. As usual, going through the pile of prep, can't find anything because there's too much in the pile of prep. Oh, here it is. All right. It was stuck to a staple again. Did somebody invent something that, other than a staple to get whole paper together that doesn't have the little clips in the back because paper sticks together? CNN analyst Jeffrey Toobin suspended after exposing himself during a Zoom call. Toobin said in a statement to Vice, "I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers." You apologizing because you did what you did, or you apologize because you got caught? You got caught. It's not apologizing for the deviant, demonic, porn-inspired behavior. That's one thing. Then there's this. This is not the first time that work-related activity has gotten Jeffrey Toobin in trouble. In 2008, Toobin had an extramarital affair with a co-worker's daughter. Daughter! That resulted in a pregnancy. Toobin reportedly offered the woman money to abort the child. This is the kind of scum that's working and is tenured in average libtard MSM media. Jeffrey Toobin. Minichar's play. He's just one of them. Oh, yeah? Matt Lauer. You want more name? Matt Lauer. By the way, Charlie Rose was running around his house totally naked. Remember that? Don't tell me this is a one-off. These people make deals with demons. They make deals with demons and with the devil to live these self-aggrandized lifestyles with all the trappings of wealth and fame and fortune and success. But the one thing they don't have is common freaking decency. These people are unfit to be delivering news, and yet there they are. There they are. And what are the entities that protect people like Jeffrey Toobin do? They come after people like me.
And he also refused to admit that it was his child. She had to force him to go to court to pay for the child. That's how demonic this dude is.
So he's going to pay to have the child aborted, in addition to offering to pay for the woman to have another child via a sperm donor. In other words, I am a deviant, masturbating, porn addict scumbag. If you want a child, go ahead and have one. I'll pay for the IVF. But you're going to kill that one. When the woman said she would not be having an abortion, Toobin reportedly told her she was going to regret it and that we should not expect any child support from him. After the child was born, Toobin was forced to go to court with the woman to address custody and financial disputes. In other words, she made him take a paternity test. Toobin reportedly resisted having his name on the child's birth certificate and failed to pay the requested child support. What an awesome man he is. We keep hearing this story over and over and over, don't we? We hear this about NBA players. We hear this about NFL players. We hear this about all manner of famous or infamous men. Just ought to make you think and consider for just a moment here some of what is discussed here on the Crusade Channel about men becoming Crusader Knights and joining the Crusader Knights by going to MikeChurch.com, for example. I'm not the only entity. I don't promote myself as exclusive. I don't promote the Crusader Knights enough. That's going to change because something big is in the works. But this stuff matters. These are supposed to be our leaders in society. These are civilizational leaders. These people are all over television, they're all over newspapers, they're all over magazines, they're all over the internet. And to coin the phrase that you've heard many times, this is the from George Carlin, this is the best we can do, folks. Garbage in, garbage out.